Today on Encounter God's Truth, special guest teacher Dr. Andy Woods finishes his two-part series offering us a prophetic update on current events in our world. Hello again, friends. I'm your host, Wayne Shepherd, and we're so glad to have you listening. We've had Dr. Woods with us on a number of occasions previously, and you can go back and hear any of those past broadcasts, as well as part one of this series from last week, by visiting sermonaudio.com/Whitcomb. Dr. Woods is the senior pastor of Sugarland Bible Church in Sugarland, Texas, and the president of Schaefer Theological Seminary. An attorney with a great interest in American church and world history, he often speaks on prophetic themes in Bible conferences both here in the United States and even in other countries. We're taking time over these 2 weeks to step back and think about all that has happened in our world in the past year. And Dr. Woods is helping us to examine these issues in light of biblical prophecy. Last week, he discussed the fact that prophecy is not being fulfilled specifically yet today. Instead, he showed us how we are witnessing the setting of the stage for the future fulfillment of prophecy as we watch the unfolding of God's plan for history right before us. He'll pick up on that theme today, explaining what it will be like when the trends that we're beginning to see forming now are actually fulfilled in a future time of tribulation, which the Bible describes in detail. So here now, with the concluding second part to our series, is Dr. Andy Woods.
Today we are explaining what it will actually be like when the trends that we're beginning to see forming now are actually fulfilled in the future tribulation period. Then what exactly is the world going to look like when these trends that we see happening in our world today move into full bloom, into the fulfillment of Bible prophecy during the seven-year tribulation period? I have about five things to talk through with you, and the first of those five things is the cancel culture movement. During our last time that we were together, we talked about how there is alive and well on planet Earth today the cancel culture mindset, which is basically rewriting history. We're basically told that the underpinnings of Western civilization are nothing more than racist at their core, and it's almost as if American history itself is being altered and changed. And those that want to hold to traditional values are being called racists, and they are being canceled from the culture. That's a very real trend, and we see that trend in Bible prophecy bubbling ultimately to its fulfillment when the Antichrist comes on the scene and brings in the ultimate cancel culture movement. What will that be like when it's in full bloom? Notice Daniel chapter 7 and verse 25. It says of the Antichrist, he will speak out against the Most High and wear down the saints of the Most High, and he will intend to make alterations in times and in law, and they will be given into his hand for a time, times, and a half a time. Now, that expression, times and a half a time, is a synonym for 3.5 years or 42 months or 1,260 days. A time is a Jewish year, times plural, two Jewish years, half a time, half a Jewish year. You add 2 plus 1 plus a half and you get 3.5 years. So the Antichrist, when this sign is finally fulfilled, will do this for 3.5 years. Do what? Well, it says here in verse 25 of Daniel 7 that he will make alterations in times and law. In other words, what today is the counterculture or cancel culture movement eventually will reach full steam, where for 3.5 years, the world itself and its laws and its history will be completely and totally rewritten. Any vestige of Christ or Christianity as the underpinning of Judeo-Christian civilization will be completely and totally erased. It reminds me very much of what happened during the French Revolution, where they got rid of the seven-day week because that reminded them of the Bible. and they got rid of BC and AD, and at the point of the French Revolution started the year at 0 and then 1 because AD and BC reminded them of the Bible, reminded them of God. So they created a world without God in it at all. And you can imagine that happening for 42 months or 3.5 years, not just over a particular part of the world like France or part of the world like Europe, but over all of planet Earth. Daniel 7 verse 23 says, "Thus he said, the fourth beast will be a fourth kingdom on the earth, which will be different from all the other kingdoms and will devour the whole earth and tread it down." Let's take a look here at our second category, diseases. You know, the last time we were together, we spoke of diseases. We spoke of COVID-19. And yet when diseases reach their full bloom in the tribulation period, what are they going to look like exactly? Notice Revelation 16 and verse 2, a tribulation passage, which says, "So the first angel went and poured out his bowl on the earth, and it became a loathsome and malignant sore on the people who had the mark of the beast, who worshipped his image." So you'll notice from that passage, you've got people all over the world afflicted with loathsome and malignant sores. You know, COVID-19 is terrible, but the statisticians tell us that about a tenth of 1% die of COVID-19. And although that factor in and of itself is troubling, that percentile in and of itself is troubling, it's nothing compared to the coming tribulation, where everyone who has the mark of the beast on them, which will be most of the inhabitants of the earth, will be covered with loathsome and malignant sores. So cancel culture will reach full bloom. Diseases in the tribulation period itself will reach full bloom. Let me take you to a third category, which is economic downturns. You know, the last time we were together, we spoke a little bit about economic downturns, you know, recession, depression, inflation, unemployment, and things of that nature that are happening in our world today that are largely preparing us for the coming tribulation period. But when these economic downturns reach full bloom and they come into fulfillment in the 7-year tribulation period itself, what exactly is the world going to be like? Notice, if you will, the book of Revelation, chapter 6, and verses 5 and 6, it says, and again, this passage, like all of the ones I'm referencing, are actual tribulation period passages. It says, "When he broke the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, 'Come.' I looked, and behold, a black horse, and he who sat on it had a pair of scales in his hand. And I heard something like a voice in the center of the four creatures saying, 'A quart of wheat for a denarius, and 3 quarts of barley for a denarius, and do not harm the oil and the wine.'" Now, it's interesting that when you look at a very good study Bible, for example, I like to use personally one of my favorite study Bibles, the Ryrie Study Bible. I look at the notes at the bottom, and this is what it says concerning a denarius. It says, "A Roman silver coin that had a normal purchasing power of 10 quarts of wheat or 30 quarts of barley." And you'll notice from this particular passage that at this particular point in the tribulation period, a denarius buys probably less than 10% of what it normally buys. It says, "A quart of wheat for a denarius, and 3 quarts of barley for a denarius." So what has happened in the tribulation period is the monetary values that people are accustomed to using are reduced to about 10% and even less than that when you think about it, of their original purchasing value. And this is an example of how fast the economies of the world will be eroded in the tribulation period as hyperinflation takes over. And we see inflation rearing its ugly head in our world today. We see the governments of the world, for example, our own country, the United States of America, is well over $21 trillion in terms of its national debt at the time I'm speaking. And we're troubled by that, and we see inflation, but the inflation numbers of today are quite minuscule. They're quite minimal compared to the massive economic collapse and economic downturn, you know, that is coming in the tribulation period itself. And so that's what the economies of the earth will look like when this third seal introducing famine is introduced. Let me take you to a fourth category or area, if I could, and that has to do with death. And we did speak in our prior show together about COVID-19, and we talked about how probably less than 1% of those that have COVID-19 actually die from it. So it does have a death toll, and that's something to be concerned about, but its death toll is quite minimal compared to what's coming in the tribulation period. How many people are actually going to die in the tribulation period itself? Notice, if you will, the book of Revelation, chapter 6 and verse 8, which also is a tribulation period passage. John writes, "I looked, and behold, an ashen horse, and he who sat on it had the name Death and Hades. Death and Hades was following with him. Authority was given to him over a fourth of the earth to kill with the sword, with famine, with pestilence," let me reemphasize, "with pestilence, and by the wild beasts of the earth." So the pestilences or the diseases of the great tribulation period will have a death toll far greater than anything that we're seeing currently. In fact, once those horrific diseases and famine and wild beasts are unleashed and the sword is unleashed, 25%, Revelation 6 verse 8, 25% or a quarter of the world's population will be eradicated and eliminated. Take a look, if you could, at Revelation 19, verse 15. What's going to happen to the remaining 75% of the earth's population? Notice Revelation 9, verse 15. It says, "And the four angels who had been prepared for the hour and day and month and year were released so that they would kill a third of mankind." Notice Revelation 9, verse 18. It says, "A third of mankind was killed by these three plagues, by the fire and the smoke and the brimstone which proceeded out of their mouths." What is going to happen to the remaining 75% of the earth's population by the time you get to Revelation chapter 9 and humanity experiences the sixth trumpet judgment? Well, what it says is a third of that remaining amount will be eradicated. So when you do the simple math on this and you realize that Revelation 6, a quarter of the world's population is eliminated, leaving three quarters, and then of that number, a third is eliminated, what you're left with is half of the world's population. In other words, by the time you move into Revelation 6, 7, 8, and 9, half of the world's population will be destroyed. Now, that's a number that far exceeds anything that any modern disease or any disease in the history of mankind has ever claimed in terms of human lives. And it's no wonder that Jesus Christ himself, of this horrific time period that's on the horizon, made this statement in Matthew 24, verses 21 and 22. Jesus said, "For there will be a great tribulation such has not occurred since the beginning of the world until now, nor ever will. Unless those days had been cut short, no life would have been saved, but for the sake of the elect, those days will be cut short." You see the same sorts of predictions in the ancient prophecies of the Bible in the pages of the Old Testament. For example, notice, if you will, Jeremiah chapter 30, and notice, if you will, verse 7. The book of Jeremiah chapter 30, and notice, if you will, verse 7. Of this time period, it says, "Alas, for that day is great. There is none like it. It is a time of Jacob's distress, but he," that is Jacob, "he will be saved from it." Notice, if you will, the book of Daniel, chapter 12. And notice, if you will, verse 1. It says, "Now at that time, Michael the great prince, who stands guard over the sons of your people, will arise, and there will be a time of distress such has never occurred since there was a nation until that time. At that time, your people, everyone who is found written in the book, will be rescued." Notice how these prophets keep speaking of a time, literally, of unprecedented trouble. Another very fast passage that you see on this is Joel chapter 2 and verse 2. It says, "A day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness, as the dawn is spread over the mountains. So there is a great and mighty people, and there has never been anything like it, nor will there ever be again after it, to the years of many generations." So you put together Joel 2 verse 2, Daniel 12 verse 1, Jeremiah 30 verse 7, Matthew chapter 24 verses 21 and 22, and what is predicted to come upon the earth in the tribulation period is a period of testing that it's never seen before and will never see again. And you start to understand what those prophets were referring to when you study Revelation chapter 6 verse 8 and Revelation chapter 9 verses 15 and verse 18, where literally half of the world's population is wiped out. Now, COVID-19 is very serious, but it is quite minuscule. In fact, it pales in comparison to what's coming. So you see in all of these categories, whether it's cancel culture, diseases, economic downturns, deaths, certainly the world is experiencing these today, but they will grow in intensity and frequency. And by the time the Great Tribulation period takes place, these negative trends that we see in our world today will become what we would call full bloom. Let me take you to one other fast area. This would be number 5, and it relates to the condition of the ocean. We know that we're not yet in the tribulation period because of what is described for the tribulation period concerning the condition of the ocean. Notice, if you will, Revelation chapter 8, verses 8 and 9. It says, "The second angel sounded, and something like a great mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea, and a third of the sea," think of this, "a third of the sea became blood, and a third of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died, and a third of the ships were destroyed." Slip over, if you could, to the book of Revelation chapter 16 and verse 3, a little bit later in the sequence of prophetic judgments. It says this, "The second angel poured out his bowl into the sea, and it became like blood," rather, "like that of a dead man, and everything," or every living thing, "in the sea died." So first a third of the sea becomes blood red, and then later on, Revelation 16, with the bowl judgments, in particular, the second bowl judgment, all of the sea becomes blood red. Now, you can look at the sea today and you can see that not only has not all of it become blood red, not even a third of it has become blood red. And so consequently, we could not be in the tribulation period itself. So the truth of the matter is there are many things happening in our world today that are negative, but we shouldn't reach the conclusion that this is that, or these things are a fulfillment of Bible prophecy, because whatever is happening in our world today concerning, number one, the cancel culture, number two, diseases, number three, economic downturns, number four, death, number five, the contamination of the ocean. I mean, we can point to all kinds of negative things that look similar. They pale in comparison to the global judgments that are on the horizon. And only a person living on the earth during the tribulation period that sees all of these things reach their full bloom, reach their zenith, reach their fulfillment, reach their global proportions, only can such a person say that God's prophetic word is being fulfilled. The great news in all of this is that we, through simple faith alone, in Christ alone, can trust in the promises of Jesus Christ, who stepped out of eternity into time 2,000 years ago to pay the penalty for our sins and bear the wrath of God the Father in our place. By simply placing our faith in Him, we are spared from the wrath and the judgments to come. These judgments will be horrific. They will be horrible. But let's not get confused on this subject. They are not happening today. They are not happening presently. Rather, what is happening is our world is being prepared for these future judgments. Thank you so much for listening. God bless you.
Since God's word is true from the beginning to the end, we know that includes application that relates to the future as well as the past and the present. Dr. Andy Woods is our special guest teacher for this short series of two programs here on Encounter God's Truth, and he's helping us to think through these issues with his prophetic update. We appreciate all of our listeners and all the stations and outlets in which you're hearing the broadcast. Make sure to thank them for carrying Encounter God's Truth. And we'd love to know more about how this program is impacting you and your family. You can communicate with us easily at facebook.com/Whitcomb Ministries, and we'd appreciate it if you'd share a personal testimony with us there. Right now, it's time for a question for our speaker. And Dr. Woods, I'd like to ask you to tell all who may be listening, both right now and also in the future, exactly how people will know that the prophesied 7-year tribulation period has actually begun.
I would direct your attention really to a couple of scriptures. One of them is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. It says, "You know what restrains him now, so that in his time he will be revealed. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains him will do so until he is taken out of the way." To make a long story short, the restrainer here is the work of the Holy Spirit through the church. And once the church is removed, that restraining ministry stops, and the lawless one, or the Antichrist, comes on the scene. Well, what will happen next? It's all outlined in Daniel chapter 9, verse 27, which says, "He will make a firm covenant with the many for 1 week, but in the middle of the week he will put a stop to sacrifice and grain offering, and on the abominations will come one who makes desolate, even until a complete destruction, one that is decreed, is poured out on the one who makes desolate." Daniel 9, verse 27 is speaking of a 7-year tribulation period. It begins with a peace treaty between the Antichrist and unbelieving Israel, and then the first 42 months of the tribulation period will take place. This is when the seal judgments that we read about in the book of Revelation and the trumpet judgments will be unleashed, Revelation 6 through 9. And then midway through the tribulation period, the Antichrist will betray the Jewish people by desecrating the temple. That will happen exactly 42 months into the tribulation. And then an additional 42 months will transpire where the bowl judgments will be poured out. The final bowl judgment involving the destruction of Babylon. We see that in Revelation 16. And then what follows after that time period will be the second advent of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so we wait for those to happen, and they will happen according to God's prophetic timetable.
Thanks, Dr. Woods. We really appreciate that answer and the great teaching you've offered us in this series, providing us with a prophetic update. Encounter God's Truth comes to you each week from Whitcomb Ministries. We've been sharing this program for nearly 10 years now, and although our featured speaker, Dr. John Whitcomb, is now with the Lord, we're blessed to be able to continue this outreach, and we appreciate friends like Dr. Woods who can provide us with fresh insights on current topics like the ones we looked at today. Find out more information about our ministry, visit us online at whitcombministries.org. And then, be sure to join us again next time here on Encounter God's Truth. I'm Wayne Shepherd, praying for God's blessing upon each one who is listening.